தவ விக்கிரிதம்
கிருஷ்ணா
பரமமங்களம் கர்ண பீயூஷம் ஆசாத்ய யஜந்தி அந்யஸ்ப்ருஹம் ஜனா. தவ யோர் விக்கிரிதம் பாஸ்ட் டைம்ஸ் கிருஷ்ணா ஓ கிருஷ்ணா ரணாம் ஃபார் மென் பரம மங்களம் சுப்ரீம்லி ஆஸ்பீஷியஸ் கர்ண ஃபார் த இயர்ஸ் பியூஷம் நெக்டர் ஆசாத்ய ஹேவிங் டேஸ்டட் தியஜந்தி தி ரிஜெக்ட் அன்யம் ஃபார் அதர் திங்ஸ் ஸ்பிருஹாம் their desires, jana, persons. Translation. O my dear Krishna, your pastimes are supremely auspicious for mankind and are an intoxicating beverage for the ears. Tasting such pastimes, people forget their desires for other things. O my dear Krishna, your pastimes are supremely auspicious for mankind and are an intoxicating beverage for the ears. Tasting such pastimes, people forget their desires for other things. Purport. Anyaspraha or desire for things other than Krishna indicates the material desire to enjoy wife, children, money and so on. Ultimately, the materialist may desire religious salvation for his personal comfort and satisfaction, but all such desires are mundane. Because on the spiritual platform, the pure soul thinks only of the Lord's pleasure and the Lord's service. Therefore, a pure devotee can never give up Krishna even for a moment. Therefore, a pure devotee can never give up Krishna even for a moment, although for Krishna's pleasure he can give up the entire universe. The next verse is also in relation. I'll read the Sanskrit. சய சனாதன ஸ்நான கிரீடசனாதிஷு கதம் த்வாம் பிரியம் ஆத்மானம் வயம் பக்தாஸ் த்யஜேமஹி. ட்ரான்ஸ்லேஷன். மை டியர் லார்ட், யூ ஆர் த சுப்ரீம் சோல் அண்ட் தட்ஸ் யூ ஆர் மோஸ்ட் டியர் டு அஸ். வி ஆர் யுவர் டிவோட்டீஸ் அண்ட் ஹவு கேன் வி பாசிபிளி ரிஜெக்ட் யூ ஆர் லிவ் விதவுட் யூ ஈவன் ஃபார் அ மோமெண்ட். Whether we are lying down, sitting, walking, standing, bathing, enjoying recreation, eating or doing anything else, we are constantly engaged in your service. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. ஸ்ரீ சைதன்ய மனோபீஷ்டம் ஸ்தாபிதம் யேன பூதலே ஸ்வயம் ரூப கதாமயம் ததாதி ஸ்வபதாந்திகம். வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீ குரு ஸ்ரீயுதா பத கமலம் ஸ்ரீ குருன் வைஷ்ணவாம்ச ஸ்ரீ ரூபம் சாக்ரஜாதாம் சஹகண ரகுநாதான்விதம் தம் சஜீவம் சாத்வைதம் சாவதூதம் பரிஜனா சகிதம் கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய தேவம் ஸ்ரீ ராதா கிருஷ்ண பதான் சஹகண லலிதா ஸ்ரீ விஷாகாம்விதம் ச. ஹே கிருஷ்ணா கருணா சிந்தோ தீனபந்து ஜகத்பதே கோபேஷ கோபிகா காந்த ராதா காந்த நமோஸ்துதே. சப்த காஞ்சன கௌரங்கி ராஜே வந்தானேஸ்வரி ஷபானு சுதே தேவி பிரணமாமி ஹரி பிரியே. पांचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादी गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So in this 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam and text 6, chapter 6 that we are currently discussing, called as the Yadu dynasty retires to Prabhasha Kshetra. What has happened few verses before is that Lord Krishna has asked the Yadus, he has instructed the Yadus, now all of you please come out of Dwarka and move towards Prabhasha Kshetra. There is a peculiar statement the Lord makes. If you want to save yourselves, then please do so. In this way the Lord is instructing the Yadus. The Yadus are not objecting to the Lord's, they are not objecting to the Lord's instruction. Immediately, as soon as the Lord says that, they show compliance to the Lord's desire and they move out of Dwarka and they start moving towards Prabhasha Kshetra. In the next few verses, we see Uddhava. Uddhava, being a pure devotee of Lord Krishna, is asking the Lord, Lord, I believe now that you are winding up your pastimes in the material world and now you will be leaving for the spiritual world, so please let me come along with you to the spiritual world. And he is making this request to the Lord. And then the Lord, in the third canto, the Lord mentions that once Uddhava makes this request of him, the Lord says, no, I want you to go to Narayan Rishi and I want you to stay for some more time to preach the message of Krishna consciousness. So Uddhava also has a desire to go along with the Lord, but the Lord says no, not now, and Uddhava also shows compliance to the Lord's desire. So in this verse, in this particular chapter, there are many lessons that we get to learn. One lesson which comes across very strongly is that the devotee, the pure devotee of the Lord, has a very intense desire to be constantly in the association, the personal association of the Lord. As Srila Rupa Goswami says in Nectar of Devotion, one of the characteristics of bhakti is moksha lagutakrit. Moksha lagutakrit means a pure devotee derives the conception of liberation. So here, Uddhava is not saying, okay, let me merge into you, my dear Lord, or let me become you. He says that I want to have your association. I want to come to the spiritual world and continue my service unto you. So this is one lesson which we get. Moksha lagutakrit. Of course, it's very evident the intensity of the desire of a pure devotee to always be in the association of the Lord. That is the second lesson. So moksha lagutakrita and the desire to be with the Lord always in his personal association. But more importantly than these two lessons, the third lesson which we get here is obedience to the plan of the Lord. Or what is the theme of today's class? Accepting the Lord's desire more than doing what we think is correct in a situation. So that is what we learn in this series of verses. Srila Prabhupada said that all the jivas are basically part and parcels of Krishna. So, the jiva in all its activities is essentially looking at the association of Krishna. Though the jiva may not know that he or she is searching for Krishna, they may not know it, but everyone is looking for Krishna in this world. However, Srila Prabhupada says in the third canto that one cannot desire to be a king without qualification. So therefore, there are two things that are required to have the personal association of the Lord. One is, we have to have a desire, but simply having a desire is not enough. One has to have merits that back up that desire. So desire plus merits will beget us the association of the Lord. So in the fifth canto, during the samvad, conversation between Maharaj Priyavrat and Narada, when Narada Muni is instructing Priyavrat about the science of Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada in his purports writes that to overcome the material energy, one has to understand that one cannot go against the plan of Lord Krishna. Srila Prabhupada writes that the plan of Lord Krishna is always infallible and it is always perfect. It's all perfect. So it is always better that a soul uses one's intelligence and does as directed by the Lord or his representatives coming down in disciplic succession. In fact, in Srimad Bhagavatam, in our Bhakti Vaibhav class, we studied a very nice verse. This is from the third canto, chapter 30, text 1. The verse is, Tasyai tasya janonunam nayam vedo rupvikramam kalyamano apibalino vayori vaghanavali. So, the translation of this verse is very interesting. It says, as the mass of clouds on the sky does not know the powerful influence of the wind. Similarly, persons engaged in material consciousness do not know the powerful strength of the time factor by which he is being carried. So, Srila Prabhupada writes that the cloud goes on accumulating various drops of moisture, and then the cloud goes on becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. Apparently, externally the cloud looks very powerful, it's huge, it's gigantic, but a small gust of wind can simply dislodge the cloud from its original position and throw it wherever the wind desires. In fact, a tiny airplane can pass through this cloud very easily. So, which means that this cloud, the analogy is basically the material accumulations which the conditioned soul has. Like a cloud, we go on accumulating small, 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 small material things, and then we think that we have achieved something very big in life. But one small airplane can go through it. So, the essence of what Srila Prabhupada is trying to say is that acquiring material energy, more and more products of material nature, only leads to expanding our emptiness, and it is of no use. So ultimately one has to understand that everything is in the Lord's hands. Srila Prabhupada in one of the morning walks was talking about how to convince the materialists and the atheistic scientists. Srila Prabhupada said, ask them three questions. First question is, before you came into this material world, who was running this world? So obviously, now if the materialist with some idea of God, he will say God. The atheist will say nature was there. Right. Srila Prabhupada said, after you go from this world, who is going to run this world? So again, he'll say that, no, I am not going to run this world. So Srila Prabhupada says, then why don't you allow the Lord to do his business? Why are you so gung-ho upon doing things your own way? So Srila Prabhupada again and again emphasized this message of accepting the Lord's desire as all in all in our lives. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came down to perform his pastimes, the Lord also demonstrated the importance of accepting the Lord's desire in his various pastimes. Of course, there is a caveat. We are going to discuss some of these pastimes today. There is a small caveat here that these pastimes, some of them, not all of them, are basically outpourings of pure love between the Lord's devotees and the Lord. But the Lord wanted to establish certain principles for the conditioned souls to learn from those pastimes. So it doesn't mean that the people who were in those pastimes were conditioned in any manner. But the Lord gave them instructions which indirectly are for the conditioned soul. So, in one of the lectures which I heard recently, I understood that there are three stages to beget this merit to see the Lord. As we said earlier, in order to have the personal association of the Lord, not only desire is required, but desire has to be backed up by merit. In order to get this merit, the conditioned soul passes through three stages. The first stage is called as stubborn resistance. The second stage is called as sincere assistance. And the third stage is called as steady persistence. I repeat, stubborn resistance, sincere assistance, and steady persistence. So, through the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, let us understand these three stages. So, the first pastime that we would like to discuss is from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela 16.130. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here is about to leave Jagannath Puri and he is about to go to Sri Vrindavan Dham. Now, as the Lord starts leaving for Vrindavan Dham, very subtly he finds that Srila Gadadhar Pandit is accompanying him clandestinely. Just very casually he is accompanying him. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Pandit writes, Gadadhar Pandita Yave Sangeta Chalila Kshetra Sanyasana Chaliha Prabhu Nishedila. Gadadhar Pandit is none other than Srimati Radharani. So Gadadhar Pandit had taken a vow of Kshetra Sanyas. Kshetra Sanyas means that I will remain in Jagannath Puri throughout my lifetime. I will not go out of Jagannath Puri and I will only worship the deity. Continuously I will spend my energy in worshipping the deities of Srila Tota Gopinath. So this was the vow, Kshetra Sanyas, which Gadadhar Pandit had taken. So Lord says, Gadadhar Pandita Yave Sangeta Chalila Kshetra Sanyasana Chaliha Prabhu Nishedila. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Gadadhar Pandit coming behind along with him, leaving the Jagannath Puri, the Lord is saying, hey, what are you doing? Kshetra Sanyasana Chaliha. Don't leave your Kshetra Sanyas. So Gadadhar Pandit is putting, Srila Gadadhar Pandit is putting some interesting arguments here. So we are talking about stubborn resistance. So let's see how Srila Gadadhar Pandit is showing stubborn resistance. So he is putting a first argument. Gadadhar Pandit is saying, Pandita kahe yaha tumi se inila chala Kshetra sanyasa mora yauka rasatala. Pandita kahe yaha tumi se inila chala Kshetra sanyasa mora yauka rasatala. He says, my dear Lord, wherever you are staying, that is verily Jagannath Puri. Therefore, let my Kshetra Sanyas go to hell. So then, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes the third samvad. Prabhu kahe iha kara gopinata sevan, pandita kahe koti seva tvat pada darshan. Prabhu kahe iha kara gopinata sevan, pandita kahe koti seva tvat pada darshan. The Lord says, you can serve me by remaining here in Jagannath Puri and serving the deities of Gopinath ji. To which Gadadhar Pandit saying, koti seva tvat pada darshan. So he is putting the second argument. He says, one renders service to Gopinath million times simply by darshan of your lotus feet. Stubborn resistance to the Lord's plan. The next samvad. Prabhu kahe seva chadibe amaya laga dosha iha rahi seva kara amar santosh. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Seva Chadibe Amaya Lage Dosh Iha Rahi Seva Kar Amara Santosh. If you abandon his service, people will blame me. If you abandon the service of Shri Tota Gopinath, then people will blame me. Mahaprabhu is telling Radha Pandit. So you better remain here and render service, and that way you will satisfy me. So Gadadhar Pandit is still not convinced. Stubborn resistance. He is putting the third argument.
Pandita kahe sab dosha amara upar toma sange na yaiva ekeshwar.
Pandita kahe sab dosha amara upar toma sange na yaiva ekeshwar. He is saying, don't worry my dear Lord. When will people blame you? Only when I come along with you. So I will take a different path. I will not walk along with you. And please do not think that I want to come with you. I want to go through another path, and I just want to know what is happening so that I can inform Sachimata and everyone what is happening. That's why I am coming. So this is the third argument he is putting. So we can see stubborn resistance being offered by Srila Gadadhar Pandit. Of course, this is not the stubborn resistance of the conditioned soul. So Srila Prabhupada is explaining immediately. The purport, Srila Prabhupada says, internally, Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt very ecstatic. Because, obviously, he was very ecstatic because he saw the attachment that Srila Gadadhar Pandit had for him. In fact, Srila Prabhupada says that this entire episode is called as Prema Vivarta. Prema Vivarta means apparent discrepancies owing to manifestation of pure love. So however, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is slightly different. His incarnation is slightly different than the incarnation of Lord Krishna when he came in the Dwapara Yuga. In the sense that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come as an ideal devotee. So therefore, he having come as an ideal devotee, he wanted to establish devotional principles. That was one of the, it's not only to manifest spiritual pastimes, but there are to establish devotional, some certain principles which the conditioned soul has to follow. So finally, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells him, go back and resume your service immediately. And don't put any more arguments, otherwise I am not going to be pleased with you. Therefore, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami sums up this pastime by saying,
Prabhu lagi dharma karma chhade bhaktagan, bhakta dharma hani prabhur anahaya sahan.
Prabhu lagi dharma karma chhade bhaktagan, bhakta dharma hani prabhur nahaya sahan. Which means, all the devotees here who have come have abandoned various kinds of duties for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sake. Because so many devotees are accompanying Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Vrindavan. Yet, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sake, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not tolerate a devotee who is giving up his promise or duties or his responsibilities and then simply accompanying him for personal sense gratification. Though, that was not the objective of Gadadhar Pandit. Again, we repeat, that is Prema Vivarta. But this is a lesson for all of us. That's why Srila Prabhupada is writing those purports in that manner.
Bhakta dharma hani na hai sahan.
So though the mind may give thousands and thousands of reasons to offer stubborn resistance to the will of the Lord, Srila Prabhupada says that we have to understand that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most munificent incarnation. And if we have to get complete mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we cannot give up our responsibilities and act whimsically. So Srila Prabhupada once met a devotee in Sweden. Now, this particular devotee, he was supposed to be in some other corner of Europe. And Srila Prabhupada was visiting Sweden. And Srila Prabhupada suddenly found that this devotee is there in Sweden. So Srila Prabhupada asked him, what are you doing here in Sweden? I asked you to be somewhere else in Europe. So the devotee said, Srila Prabhupada, yes, I tried very much to spread Krishna consciousness in that place, but it was very difficult there. So I have given up that and come to Sweden. Srila Prabhupada said, asked, what is your name? He said, Krishna Das. So Prabhupada said, I should have named you Maya Das. out of love. Srila Prabhupada was saying that. And Srila Prabhupada explained, but he explained that the mind can give so many reasons, but we must understand that the result of our activities is always in the hands of Lord Krishna. So go back and continue your service dispassionately. Again, there's one more pastime about two devotees. Actually, these two people were not devotees. They were, the time that I'm starting this particular discussion, they are not devotees right now. This is a couple who has been married for 15 years. This couple, they had constant fights in their married life. And at some point in time, they got fed up with one another. They said, not possible. Better to live separately. Let's not get on each other's nerves. So, they started living separately. Now, what happened was, one day, the husband went out somewhere and there was somebody distributing books. And the person, he just went there and the book distributor gave him a book. And that book turned out to be Sri Isopanishad. So he went home and started reading immediately the verse where it says, Lord says, Icha Vasyam Idam Sarvam Yat Kinchya Jagatyam Jagat Tena Tyaktena Bunjita Mahagava Kasya Siddharam. So, and so on and so forth. He started reading Isopanishad. By which he got this understanding that nothing is in my hands. There is a Lord and He is the Supreme Controller and His name is Lord Krishna. So he got his first Sambandha Gyan. Now incidentally what happened, the same day his wife was somewhere else. And then she was also walking on the street. She also met the same book distributor and she also got the same Isopanishad. So elsewhere she started reading the same thing. Isavashyam Idam Sarvam, nothing is in our hands, ultimately it's all the Lord's plan, so we should surrender to the Lord's plan. The cultivating love is the goal of life. So everything she read. And after a few days, both of them met. When both of them met, the husband saw that the wife was very submissive. And the wife saw that the husband was also very submissive. He said, what happened? They said, you know what? I have realized I am not the supreme controller. So she said, yeah, what? Even I realized I am not the supreme controller. She said, yeah, supreme controller is actually Krishna. That's what I realized. Just excuse me, I also realized that it is Lord Krishna. Which book did you read? Sir, I read Sri Isopanishad. Yeah, even I read Sri Isopanishad. So, both of them understood and then the husband said, at least after 15 years, we found something common. And then both of them started living together. So, here we see that when we realize that Krishna is moving things in our life, then our stubborn resistance comes down. From stubborn resistance, the stage 2 is progressing towards sincere assistance. Stubborn resistance to sincere assistance. When we move to sincere assistance, gradually the process of surrender is precipitated in the heart of the conditioned soul. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, chapter 14, text 26, when Lord Krishna is having a samvad with Uddhava, it is mentioned, Chakshur yathaiva anjana samprayuktam. Chakshur yathaiva anjana samprayuktam. Lord Krishna is telling Uddhava that if the eye is diseased, then we have to apply the ointment of hearing and chanting. If the eye is diseased, then we have to apply the ointment of hearing and chanting and seek assistance from one who has the vision. Srila Prabhupada says, a blind man, a person who is totally blind, if he is going to an uncharted territory where he has never been before, he will need the complete assistance of someone who can see. So similarly, we have been so long in this material world that the spiritual world is uncharted territory for us. So in order to proceed towards the territory, we need the assistance of somebody who has the vision. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada writes, that one has to apply the ointment of hearing and chanting and seek assistance from those who have the vision, who can take us there. And our dependence and faith on the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, on the disciplic succession, should be complete. The dependence should be as much as the blind man sees no other way of reaching his destination but to completely depend on his guide. So that is called as total surrender. So there has to be faith as well as dependence. Now, in the same pastime, now we are talking about sincere resistance. We talked about stubborn resistance. In sincere resistance, one more pastime. Similar pastime, same pastime, what is happening? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is leaving for Vrindavan from Jagannath Puri. But this time, it is a samvad between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Earlier we saw with Gadadhar Pandit. Now we will see with Nityananda Prabhu.
Nityananda kahe Prabhu sunah tripad eyami magi tumhi karah prasad.
Nityanande kahe Prabhu sunah tripad eyami magi tumhi karah prasad. So the Lord is talking to Nityananda Prabhu. He is saying, Nityananda kahe Prabhu sunah Sripad. The Lord is addressing Nityananda Prabhu as Sripad. Sripad means, oh holy man. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is addressing Nityananda Prabhu as, oh holy man. I now request something of you. Ami magi tumi kara prasad. I now request something of you. Kindly grant my request.
Prati varshe nilachale tumi na ativa. गौड़े रही मोरा इच्छा सफल करीवा.
प्रतिवर्ष नीलाचले तुम्ही न आतीवा. गौड़े रही मोरा इच्छा सफल करीवा. विच मीन एवरी इयर प्लीज डू नॉट अकंपनी मी टू जगन्नाथ पुरी. सो हियर गदाधर पंडित इज ऑल्सो अकंपनी एंड नित्यानंद प्रभु इज ऑल्सो वांट्स टू अकंपनी द लॉर्ड. लॉर्ड सेज प्रति वर्ष एवरी इयर डोंट डू दिस प्लीज. प्लीज डू नॉट कम टू जगन्नाथ पुरी. And Srila Prabhupada writes a very powerful purport here. Let me read that purport as it is. Please do not come to Jagannath Puri every year, but stay in Bengal and fulfill my desire. So Srila Prabhupada writes that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted a capable person to preach in Bengal. So he could not find any more capable person than Nityananda Prabhu himself. Therefore, the Lord requested Nityananda Prabhu to stay there and broadcast the message of Krishna consciousness. Nityananda Prabhu was requested not to come every year to Puri. This is a very important statement. Nityananda Prabhu was requested not to come every year to Puri, although seeing Lord Jagannath greatly benefits everyone. Although seeing Lord Jagannath greatly benefits everyone, still Nityananda Prabhu was not advised to come to Puri. Does this mean that the Lord was refusing Nityananda Prabhu a fortunate opportunity? No. Srila Prabhupada says, one who is a faithful servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must execute his order even if one has to sacrifice going to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Jagannath there. I repeat this. One who is a faithful servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must execute his order even if one has to sacrifice going to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Jagannath there. In other words, Srila Prabhupada says, it is a greater fortune to carry out the order of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu than to satisfy one's senses by seeing Lord Jagannath. So this is Srila Prabhupada's mood and mission in ISKCON. Therefore, preaching is more important than staying in Vrindavan or staying in Jagannath Puri for one's personal satisfaction. No wonder we see all the disciples of Prabhupada doing so much of travel. All of them can conveniently stay in Vrindavan and Jagannath Puri. They have so many disciples. They can have a comfortable living. Why do they have to literally kill themselves? His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, we have seen how much the travel has taken a toll on his health, but he did not stop in Jagannath Puri. Again he was saying, no, I want to go and start preaching. Even the moment he got slightly better in the hospital. So that is the mood of Srila Prabhupada's disciples. That is the mood and mission. Now why did Srila Prabhupada himself take this message so seriously? At the age of 70, why did he leave Vrindavan and travel on Jaladuta? I heard in one of the lectures, that is because in this pastime, through these pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we see that although Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is seeking assistance from his servants to spread Krishna consciousness. That's why he is asking Nityananda Prabhu, you please stay here and spread this message. There's nothing that the Lord cannot do himself, but still he is requesting. So therefore it is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order that we must travel and we must preach. Not doing that and staying in Vrindavan or Jagannath Puri is therefore sense gratification in the name of devotional service. So there is another example of a devotee who was doing book distribution in South Asia. Now this devotee met Srila Prabhupada and said, "Srila Prabhupada, it's very difficult in this country. Nobody is interested in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, I want your permission to go and do bhajan in Vrindavan. Because I am fed up distributing these books. Nobody is interested." So Srila Prabhupada said, "But you are doing a good job already." It's not that the devotee was not doing anything. Of course, this devotee had higher expectations. He wanted to, because of his love for Srila Prabhupada, he wanted to satisfy Srila Prabhupada more and more. So a devotee naturally feels that he has not done enough for Srila Prabhupada. So in his humility he was saying that, "No, I am not able to do anything." So Srila Prabhupada said, "But you are already doing a good job." So this devotee replied to Srila Prabhupada saying, "Srila Prabhupada, 17 hours I stand on the streets and do book distribution." So Srila Prabhupada looked at him and said, "But our movement is 24 hours. So finally Srila Prabhupada said, "If you are not successful, don't worry. If nobody comes to the temple, don't worry. Sit inside the temple and chant as loudly as possible. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." And while thus chanting loudly, hear your own voice. Do this and everything else will happen, because ultimately everything happens by the desire of Lord Krishna. Don't think that you are the doer, whether in success or whether in failure. The results are never in our hands. So Srila Prabhupada gave this wonderful lesson. In another pastime, His grace Gurijan Prabhu, whose Vyasa Puja we are celebrating today, he mentioned that in Hong Kong it was very difficult to spread Krishna consciousness. Of course, because of the sincere desire of His grace Gurijan Prabhu, he decided to stay in Hong Kong despite all odds and continue serving Srila Prabhupada's mission. So here we find that this is the beginning of overcoming the stubborn resistance. That means despite all problems, we still persist because it is the order of our spiritual master. So through His grace Gurijan Prabhu's life, again we see this practically, where he is overcoming any stubborn resistance and he is performing the second stage, what is called as sincere assistance to the Lord. So it is mentioned that the mind, Gurijan Prabhu says that, once said that the mind is a PhD. It is a PhD in offering resistance. There is no external doctorate that is required. By default, it offers innovative types of resistance. And Srila Prabhupada once mentioned that the only way to overcome this resistance, because the mind is like a monkey, it keeps jumping here and there. So Srila Prabhupada said that the only way by which you can overcome this monkey jumping up and down is to take the hammer and strike on the head, boom, and then put the mind in one place. And Srila Prabhupada said that that hammer is the instructions of the spiritual master. So the mind will anyway do its job of jumping up and down, but the mind has to be subdued by taking recourse to higher powers. So if one does not take this step 2 of sincere assistance, then in a million lifetimes one can never overcome the first step of stubborn resistance. So in this pastime, Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further continued, "Amara dushkara karma toma haite haya." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling Lord Nityananda that this task is difficult even for me to do. The Lord is telling, "You stay here, my dear Nityananda Prabhu, you stay here and preach, let me go alone." Okay, why? The Lord is saying, "Amara dushkara karma toma hoite haya." This task is difficult even for me. Just imagine, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is saying that some task is difficult for him. He is telling Nityananda Prabhu, "This task is difficult even for me to do." So therefore, Prabhupada writes, the conditioned mind is thinking, Here, when the conditioned soul listens to this pastime, when the conditioned soul listens to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying that this task is very difficult for me to do, therefore he is telling Nityananda Prabhu to do, with our conditioned mind we will think that the Lord is tricking Nityananda Prabhu. He just wants to pass the buck. That's how the conditioned soul will think. So this is only an innovative way by which the Lord is just trying to push the preaching mission to Lord Nityananda and himself going to Vrindavan. But Srila Prabhupada says we have to be very careful. Therefore, reading Srila Prabhupada's purport, we'll understand why the Lord mentioned this. Amara Dushkara Karma, which means it is very difficult for me. Why the Lord mentioned that it's a difficult task? So Srila Prabhupada writes in his purports that these are not empty words of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is a deep meaning behind this. Prabhupada writes that if you see the list, the deliverance list of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what kind of names manifest? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's deliverance list, we will find upper class people manifesting there predominantly. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, right? Ramananda Raya. These are the people. But if you see Lord Nityananda Prabhu's list, that contains Jaga and Madhaya. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his mood, he is saying that when Jaga and Madhaya came here, they were completely out of control. And seeing them completely out of control, I also went completely out of control and I removed my Sudarshan Chakra. But then, you didn't go out of control. Of course, you went out of control, my dear Lord Nityananda, but you went out of control only in your compassion, not in your anger. The more and more Jagaya Madhaya went out of control, the more and more your compassion went up. Therefore, you are the right person to deliver such people. Because in Kali Yuga, everybody is a Jagaya and Madhaya. So you have seen me. My solution is to remove the Sudarshan Chakra. So therefore, you are the right person for preaching to these Patita people, these fallen souls. So that is why the Lord is saying, Amara Dushkara. So Srila Prabhupada says, we have to understand the Lord's mood very clearly. Why is he saying that? He is giving more importance to Lord Nityananda Prabhu and saying that you can do something which I cannot do. So Srila Prabhupada concludes here, again very interesting purport. Prabhupada says, if one is true to the service of Gaur Nithai in disciplic succession, I repeat, please listen carefully, if one is true to Gaur Nithai's service in disciplic succession, he can even excel Nityananda Prabhu. He can even excel Nityananda Prabhu and deliver thousands of Jagais and Madhais. So Srila Prabhupada is writing about all of us. We can even excel Nityananda Prabhu provided we are always in tune with the disciplic succession. If one is true to Gaur Nithai's service in disciplic succession, he can even excel Nityananda Prabhu and deliver thousands of Jagais and Madhais. This is again the Lord's glory that he wants his servants to work more gloriously than himself. Therefore, if we assist Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sincerely, then more difficult tasks can become very easy and we can achieve that by sheer power of the Guru Parampara. So the Lord, so here Lord is mentioning, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport that this is again the Lord's glory. So one should not falsely become proud saying that see, Lord is saying that something is not possible for him and then I can do it. I can even excel Nityananda Prabhu. That if we just simply go by that statement, not understanding that ultimately it's the Lord's glory behind, it's the Lord's inconceivable potency behind that, then we will become proud of this particular purport. If we only read half, Aradha Kukut Nyaya, they say, half reading. So immediately below it is mentioned that how Lord Nityananda is responding to Lord Chaitanya. When Lord Chaitanya is telling Nityananda Prabhu that you can do something which I cannot do, how is Lord Nityananda responding? And that is where our mood also comes in. Says, Nityananda kahe, Ami deha, tumi prana. Deha prana bhinna nahe, eite pramana. I repeat, Nityananda kahe, Ami deha, tumi prana. Deha prana bhinna nahe, eite pramana. Lord Nityananda is saying, O Lord, you are the life and I am the body. You are the life and I am the body. There is no difference between the body and life itself. But life is more important than the body. So Srila Prabhupada writes life here refers to Guru and body refers to the disciple. So what we have to understand here is that without the soul, the body cannot move. Similarly, without the supreme will or this inconceivable potency of the Lord, which is coming through disciplic succession, our body also cannot move and we cannot accomplish anything. So Lord Nityananda knows very well, he is enacting the role of a disciple of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he's, though the Lord is telling him that you can do something which I cannot do, still he says that Lord, even if I am able to do anything, it is only by your inconceivable energy. So Lord Nityananda concludes, Achintya Shaktye Kara Tumi Tahara Ghatana Ye Karah Te Kari Nahi Ka Niyama. By your inconceivable energy, you can do whatever you like, and whatever you make me do, I do without restriction. That's what he said. Whatever you make me do, I'll do without restriction. So though even if I excel, I am able to do something which you chose not to do, and which you are apparently telling me that you can't do, but I know for sure that if I achieve something, it's only because of your inconceivable energy. So Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport that the devotee never takes any credit for anything that he achieves in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, we will have great difficulty in progressing in Krishna consciousness, and we will, the Mayavadi inside us will come. When we hear that the Lord, that I can do something which the Lord cannot do, then that is some kind of a Mayavadi philosophy. So we'll have to be very careful and read the Samvad very carefully between Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Srila Prabhupada explained this concept of sincere assistance through another example. So once there was a devotee in Detroit. I believe that his name is His Grace Yashomati Nandan Prabhu. So it was this was a pastime of how His Grace Yashomati Nandan Prabhu met Srila Prabhupada and what happened in his life, how he took to Krishna consciousness. So Yashomati Nandan Prabhu was he used to like to come to the temple, and from Detroit he used to come to hear Srila Prabhupada very often. So one day suddenly he got a message from one of Srila Prabhupada's servants that Srila Prabhupada has asked you to shave up. So he was actually working somewhere in some office. He was a professional. So he said, Srila Prabhupada asked you to shave up. So he said, why I have to shave up? So because you have to get initiated, Srila Prabhupada said. So you have to shave. So he said that, but you know, I have a job. How can I go back to work tomorrow? I agree to, today is my initiation, but tomorrow I have to go back to work. I can't just go like that. What will my bosses think, you know, when I enter office like that? So the devotee went, the servant of Srila Prabhupada went to Srila Prabhupada and conveyed this message, saying that he has to go to office tomorrow. So Srila Prabhupada said, hair will grow back, but Vaishnava ceremony only comes once in a while. So after he heard this, he said, okay, fine. Now Srila Prabhupada said, I can't do anything. So let me just comply with what Srila Prabhupada is saying. Let me offer sincere assistance. So he shaved up and then he took initiation from Srila Prabhupada. And then after initiation, he went to Srila Prabhupada and said, Srila Prabhupada, I wanted to go to office. And how can I go like this? Srila Prabhupada said, Vaishnava ceremony comes only once. Hair will always grow back. Again, Prabhupada repeated the same message directly to him this time. Then, next day came. So the devotee went, time to go to office. So he went near the mirror and saw, there wasn't much change. Nothing had happened much. No change in the face, no change in the head. So he said, no, I'll do one thing. Today I'll take leave from office. Tomorrow I will go to work. So next day again he went to the mirror. Nothing much was there. So he said, no, I'll just wait for just two more days. Things will get slightly better and then I'll go to work. And then days passed like this. Till the time he started thinking, after all this place is not very bad. Why to go to office? So let me stay here and serve Srila Prabhupada. So that this is an example of sincere assistance from stubborn resistance. So from here, then we go to the last stage, which is called as the third stage of steady persistence. Steady persistence means the platform of nishtha, where one is unwavering in one's service to Srila Prabhupada's mission. So Srila Prabhupada, in the same purport, explains that there are five aspects of attitude that helps in steady persistence. And for this, a mental setup is required. So Srila Prabhupada gives five tenets of steady persistence as follows. Number one, a devotee should not aspire for happiness. It's very cutting. Personally, I could not hear this. It was too much for me. Devotee should not aspire for happiness. Number one. Number two, a devotee should not regret distress. Srila Prabhupada says, he tells both things. Don't aspire for happiness and don't regret distress. Number three, a devotee should be satisfied with the position given to him. Number four, a devotee should follow the path of devotional service. And number five, a devotee should not be dissatisfied with any experience of happiness or distress that may come along the journey of bhakti. I'll repeat. Devotee should not aspire for happiness. Number two, devotee should not regret distress. Number three, devotee should be satisfied with the position given. Number four, devotee should follow the path of devotional service. Number five, devotee should not be dissatisfied with any experience of happiness and distress that may come across in execution of bhakti. So Srila Prabhupada gives the analogy of the bull. Srila Prabhupada says that the bull is pulled by ropes through its nose. Similarly, a devotee is pulled by the rope of instruction of the spiritual authorities, the superior authorities. And when pulled, the devotee has no choice when he is pulled like a bull from the nose. Therefore, a devotee should voluntarily accept or allow to be chained by the rope of instruction. Then one can experience the third stage of steady persistence. Srila Prabhupada says that the farmer does not ask the bull, how are you doing today? What kind of service can I give you? Which farm would you like to go to? Would you like to choose this or that? Neither does the bull demand anything. I'm kind of feeling bored with this, so can you please give me some other service now? So the farmer is simply tying the bull's nose and pulling it wherever it is required for service. In fact, the bull gets angry and is exhaling very loudly. That is a bull. And it is very fearful to go near such a bull. But still, the bull has no independent authority. The farmer does not take the bull for a walk. However angry the bull is, he is pulling with the rope. And the bull is completely under the control of the farmer. So here, the understanding is that I will not allow my devotional service to get frittered away because of stubborn resistance. I will not allow my devotional life to become like a social circuit. And how we don't allow our devotional life to become like a social circuit is only when we renounce the idea that we have to be in control. And we align with the message of the disciplic succession. So Srila Prabhupada says that the bull cannot choose his position and experience. Most of the time, fights happen, or Vaishnava aparadhas happen, or we think bad about other devotees, or we get into petty issues with other devotees, only because we desire position and we desire a particular kind of experience in Krishna consciousness. So the learning from this is, just like the bull cannot choose the position and experience, we have to also accept whatever comes our way without complaint. So this brings us to the final pastime, the third pastime of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructing Raghunath Das Goswami when Raghunath Das Goswami wanted to run away from home and join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, it is mentioned there that there were 11 people who were guarding Raghunath Das Goswami. 11 people guarding one Raghunath Das Goswami. Out of which, there were 5 of them were guards, heavily built guards. 4 of them were his personal servants.
and there were two cooks. Two cooks for one person. That was the kind of opulence which Raghunath Das Goswami had. But he wanted to run away from all that. Okay, so these 11 people were monitoring him. So when he expressed this to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "I want to come with you," the Lord told him, "Sthirahana ghare yao na hao vatula krame krame paya loka bhava sindukula." I repeat, "Sthirahan ghare yao na hao vatula krame krame paya loka bhava sindukula." Be patient, dear Raghunath Das. Be patient and return home. Don't be a crazy fellow. By and by, krame krame paya loka. By and by, you will be able to cross the ocean of material existence. Srila Prabhupada writes here that the ocean of material existence cannot be crossed without patience, intelligence and submissiveness. The ocean of material existence cannot be crossed without patience, intelligence and submissiveness. The process of crossing Daivi Hesha Gunamai Mama Maya Duratyaya Mam Eva Yekapadyante Mayamekantarantite. The process of crossing this ocean of material existence is actually very simple. The Mahamantra is a very simple process. But because we are complicated, we think that this process cannot deliver us. So in one of the lectures I heard that the process of this Mahamantra is like the process of swimming. In the process of swimming, if we have to cross the first 10 meters, then we stroke our hand this way, we stroke our hand this way, we stroke our leg this way, and we stroke our leg this way. And then we move ahead, we propel ourselves forward. The same process is there even if we have to cross 100 meters. The same process is there even if we have to cross 100 kilometers. The same process is true even if we have to cross 1000 kilometers. It is not that if we are crossing 1000 kilometers, in between we go halfway and start jumping up and down, saying that, you know, the process is very simple, so let me, you know, there has to be something more to this than this Hare Krishna Mahamantra chanting. So this process is simple. This simple process can deliver us. So Srila Prabhupada says that we have to follow this process steadily. As long as we follow this simple process of chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, without offenses and with submissiveness to the disciplic succession, if we do this, then Lord Krishna will certainly reveal some trick. Krame krame paya loka bhava sindukula. Lord Krishna will reveal some trick, and one who has received the mercy of Lord Krishna through the simple process of chanting, which power in this world can hold such a person back? Therefore, Srila Prabhupada teaches us that we have to be patient and persistent till Lord Krishna unfolds a specific plan for us in our lives. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami accepted this submissively, and that is why he is called as the Supreme Renunciant. So therefore, today we saw the three stages of overcoming. We started by discussing that to attain the association of the Lord, which Uddhava is hankering for, which Yadus are hankering for, to attain that association, we not only need a desire, but we also need merits backed by that. So desire plus merit will beget us the association of Krishna. In order to beget this merit, the soul goes through three stages. One is stubborn resistance, followed by sincere assistance, followed by steady persistence. Thank you very much for your sincere persistence. Steady persistence in this class. Hare Krishna. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. If there are any questions, then you may direct it to His Grace Kuruma Prabhu. Come on. He has a question. The stubborn resistance is stated in the purports which Srila Prabhupada is writing towards that. The word stubborn resistance is used.
The three
stages are mentioned in different purports. The word resistance is used, the word persistence is used.
So you
have to
find that list.
Yes. I have not deeply studied. I have collated this by hearing lectures of people who have deeply studied. Because I have not studied deeply.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. The fifth one?
The fifth one is not be dissatisfied with any experience of happiness and distress that may come across in executing bhakti. Any other questions or comments? Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Nikaya Gaura Premanand.